stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 6th. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Good morning, Bridgetta.
Good morning.
We're back here live.
Yes, after a long day of
bullshit.
Bullshit. Well, it's not, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's important, I understand, but it's just, I mean, grueling day. I have to do depositions and
okay.
It sucks. Well,
you probably don't want to talk about it, do you?
No, I'm not allowed to.
Yeah.
But
then the hell with that. You're just, like, beat.
I'm completely beat. Mm. Yeah, I'm so tired and just, it was a long, grueling day. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need a spa day. Actually,
yeah.
I need to just chill. Yeah.
Then do it. You deserve one. You've earned it, right?
I know.
I mean, you had to deal with that bullshit yesterday.
God.
Wow.
No, it was a disaster. But, I mean, no, it was good. I mean, whatever. It's done, and I'm glad it's over with. And
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So.
Before we get started, we have a guest today, right? She's going to call in?
She's supposed to be calling in. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, they're calling in.
Okay.
She's got a site called Hey Sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look up all about it, but
yeah, I've got her website up here, but that's a different website. I don't know. That's her own website. Her name is Tina Marie Jones.
Yes.
And she's, I guess it says here she's a coach and an author and so forth. So.
So it'd be fun, like a cool dating coach and see some what she has to say.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a dating coach?
Is I think it's a dating coach.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, that's what her site's Hey Sexy, and it's I think it's like showing women how to empower themselves and be sexy, and I think it has to do. I mean, I'm gonna look it up a little bit more.
Yeah,
while
we don't
we're talking.
Need to guess. We'll find out.
While we're talking, I'm gonna look it up. What? Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. So we have a beautiful day in LA, and it's been the same every day for like the past 2 months, right?
Well, it was
like,
rainy one
no
day.
No rainy. Well,
last week.
Last week it was raining.
Last week.
No, it wasn't raining. I don't know where you find all this rain, but I never see it.
Wow. It rains on my side.
Yeah, I guess.
Of the hill.
Yeah. So did you hear that in Canada, I guess, a couple of schools received more human remains? Remember that the porn actor guy sent some limbs to the government? Well, apparently now there's a couple packages sent out to schools, one with a hand and one with a foot. But people are not, they're saying there's no indication the remains are connected to the case of this guy, so who they picked up in Berlin, by the way. And I guess what happened there is he was sitting at the computer and reading about himself,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he got away from Canada. He ran away when they discovered him.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he was sitting at a coffee shop or something, and the person working there said, I recognized him. You know, he says, I read the papers.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was reading about himself. So it's sort of like, you know, so he got the police over there, and they arrested him.
Isn't that funny?
So, yeah. But, I mean, you know, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know if this is related, but can you imagine working at a school and getting a fucking package like that?
Why would you send it to a school?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, did his
they're
kids
trying
go...
to make statements, I'm sure. You know, I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is that they're saying it's probably not him. But so if that's the case, then Canada has an epidemic of people dismembering other people.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it's him because it was sent to an official, right?
Mm.
Like someone else cut up the body and sent them to public officials, right?
Right, right.
So it sounds like, honestly, it sounds like someone was involved in the wrong trade of some sort. A government official. Who's probably son or daughter or someone goes to that school.
Yeah. How did you figure it's a government official?
Didn't they say they sent it to some government?
Oh, to the government.
Right.
Okay. Well, anybody can send it to the government. You know, what I don't understand is the schools. I mean, because with the
schools?
Government, you're trying two schools. One got the foot, one got the hand.
Were they different, like different grade levels?
I don't know. They're not really saying that. You know?
I guess they won't say it. Because this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, like, if it's two different grade levels, like one is elementary and one's middle school, then that person has a kid in each school.
Yeah.
And that whoever that person is that works for the government and has those two kids is serious shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's sending a message. It sounds... Yeah.
Miss Investigator here, huh?
Well, I mean, I
know. You were going to be work for the FBI, right?
Right. But I don't... Yeah. I mean, I don't have enough information. I'm speculating right now.
Right,
I'm speculating. But, I mean, it does sound, you know, it sounds like a mob-related thing. Like, you did a bad business deal, whatever it is.
You never know. You know, I mean, because, look, this guy... just got pissed, I guess, at his lover or something. You know, I don't know. But
different guy. It's definitely not the same guy.
Yeah.
It's definitely not. They're not related. They're trying to make it seem related so they don't seem like they're having some crazy epidemic of people dismembering bodies.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they're different. They're not the same. You can kind of tell.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, when you're fucked up,
body
you're fucked
parts,
up. But
man, yeah.
I'm just saying it's not related.
Yeah.
And remember the body part thing that happened here? And wasn't that related to some body somewhere else?
Yeah, in Arizona.
Yeah. You know, like, it's just, it's interesting.
I know. The shit people do, man. I mean, how do you... I mean, would you be able to physically cut somebody into pieces?
No. But you know what? It makes me disgusting. Like, I really wish that I could work for the FBI still. Like, it would just be such a fascinating job, and it sucks that I didn't continue.
I think it's fascinating when you look at it from the outside, Brigitta. You know, I don't think that doing this is like so glamorous.
No, I'm not saying that it's glamorous. None at all. I like getting inside the minds of the fucked up. Not saying that I'm fucked up, but I mean, I can think
it
like that.
It interests you, yeah.
It interests me immensely. Like, I really like getting inside the brains of it and what makes people tick and why they do it and trying to figure out patterns. Because a lot of it's patterns.
Yeah.
They always slip up eventually. And trying to, you know, a lot of unsolved crimes, seeing if they're interconnected. I mean, obviously they figured out the body pieces from here were from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have no issue with blood.
Right.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Dead bodies don't bother me. You know, I've worked in search and rescue a little bit before. I've seen some disgusting things. I've seen bones protruding in places they should not be.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, the biggest thing about with people when that happens and they're still alive is remaining calm for them because they're in shock.
Right.
Or they could go into further shock. So it's a matter of dealing with it. Like, I remember, this is like not a big deal, but this is actually crazy. Like, I remember being in North Carolina. And this was, I don't know, about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And there was a guy, drunk driver, who started at one beach, it's called Carolina Beach, and was drinking and hit 11 cars.
Whoa.
Badly. Uh-huh. I mean, people's cars flipped and whatever. And wound up getting caught eventually, on the other side. I think it was in Wilmington Pier is where they finally got him. But anyway, I saw the car in front of me being hit, like literally just a couple feet in front, being hit, a huge van with kids. And they hit the car, they hit the van flipped several times and fell into like, it was like a, not really like a flat land, and started catching on fire.
Wow.
So I made the driver of my car pull over and we got out and I was like, there's people still inside. Like, let's try and help them before it fully explodes, obviously. Like, it started smoking. So we did. We helped a woman. Well, actually, one of the women's was half out anyway. But see, once they're... And that's the thing. Like, you have to assess the situation because you can't really move someone when they're... You know, if you move them, you can make it worse.
Right.
So you have to, like, figure all that out. I mean, it was a crazy situation. I wound up just blocking traffic. After we called 911, I was making traffic go around and...
Yeah, you don't want to touch anybody. But then they're going to fucking sue your ass, you know?
Right. Well, you don't... Yeah, you don't want to do that because you can make the situation worse. You can actually, you know...
Kill them or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I worked the traffic, and then I wound up having someone take that over for me, and then I got back to the lady, and I was just trying to keep her awake and trying to keep her, you know, calm and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, some crazy things have happened. I remember that happened. That I remember, this is really stupid. This is about 3 years ago. I was in Oregon, literally working this event for, it was a big, huge event, and a friend of mine used to produce Toyota events. Like major like races and stuff. And so I was working that and I was across the street talking to someone and I look across, I happen to hear like this weird like squeaking noise, and I turn around and I see this car come around the corner, fly straight into a building.
What?
Went into the building.
Really?
And I'm like, and actually we find out it was a law office, which is even funnier.
Really?
So yeah.
Wow.
So I ran across the street and I'm like, holy shit, there's a car like literally went through a wall. An older lady was in it, and her kids, which was weird, were not in the car. That they were, I don't know, they were dropped off down the street. It was a very odd situation. But yeah, the building was falling on the car, so you had to get her out of the car, but out a different way, or the building would collapse.
On the car.
I mean, it was just really intense. I mean, it was insane. So I helped her get out of the car because she was able to move, you know, and that's why I'm like, you need to get out. I can't move you because I'm not going to hurt or get in trouble for any of this.
Right.
So I helped her get out of the back of the car, and like when the building, like the smoke was everywhere. I mean, that's in your lungs. Like that's really bad to breathe in. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. And it was just, that was the craziest thing ever.
Wow.
Like, what is this thing? And it's funny they happen. Thank God. Like, me or someone was there, because everyone else was just standing around
Stands there, yeah.
I'm like, what are you guys doing? Do something.
Yeah.
You know, and this was a law office, and they're standing around like, well, I'm not doing it. Well, I'm not doing it. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Someone help this old woman. Yeah. So we got her out, and we got her talking, and, you know, she was older and lost control of the brakes, and, you know, she shouldn't have been driving technically, but...
Yeah, was she too old?
And like her...
I know, I don't understand that. You know, I mean, at a certain point, your body and you just don't react as quickly... You know, you're very slow. I mean, you can tell that by driving behind old people. You know, their instincts are not as sharp as ours.
Yeah.
So it's dangerous, I think. And at a certain point, I mean, look, I understand for some people their car is the only means to get around.
Right.
And things like that. But, you know, I think what you should do is, you know, I mean, if you live in an area where there's no public transportation, maybe you should move or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I don't think it's an answer to let those really old people drive.
Right.
It's dangerous for them. It's dangerous for other people.
Agreed. I agree.
You know?
I do too. And I think that they should be tested more often. And it's not just like the eye test. I mean, yes, the eye test should be vital. They should be stricter on it.
Right.
When you're older. You know, even my grandmother, I love her to death, but she hit a curb in a parking lot and like went over the curb, and I think, I don't know what she did. Might have hit the light pole or something. And, you know, the cops were there, and she was all worried about, I can't get another ticket. And I'm like, first of all, you're on private property, so you can't get a ticket for it. You know, like, they would have to, you're fine. Like, it's not going to go on your license, you know?
Right.
And so she was like, I was like helping her, like, stop crying, chill out. It's just a fender bender. You know, but she hit, instead of reverse, she went into drive.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, she's 89 years old. And my thought in my head is, yeah, she should not be driving right now.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like, and then she got so worked up and so over a curb, over like the little stupid thing. And
right,
like,
yeah.
Because they just get so worked up, and then makes them more upset. And then they're going to eventually get back on the road and like, you know, so it's like, gee, no, just she shouldn't have a license.
Get them out of the car, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
But anyway.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But you're a brave person. That's good. You know, I mean, you help people and stuff, so that's a cool thing.
Yeah. I wish I still did search and rescue. I mean, not that I had the time to do any of that anymore, but it feels so good giving back in a way, you know? And
okay. Well, I think our guest is calling, so let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. It's Tina Marie Jones calling you.
Yes.
Hi.
Tina Marie, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good. Where are you calling us from?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Is it nice there today?
It's a bit warm, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. You guys get pretty hot there, too, in the summer, huh?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
So, hi, Ms. Bridget.
Hi.
Yeah, she's here, too.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah.
I hear the lovely giggles.
Yeah. So, Tina Marie, you have a website. Tell us a little bit about the things that you do.
I have a website, yes, tinamariejones.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm launching a system and a book trilogy that is called High Sexy. And it is about understanding our self-worth and our self-esteem and how important it is in our lives.
Right.
How to measure it. How to increase it, and once you increase your self-esteem, what do you do with it?
Okay.
So it doesn't leak back out to other people we don't want to have own our power.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, what are some of the ways we can keep up our self-esteem or build it up and stuff?
Well, the interesting thing is there's certain ways that it leaks out. And for most of us, we think that our self-confidence and our self-esteem is mostly associated with how we look and how we feel about ourselves. So we copy the way we appear, how we show up in the world. But there's other ways that our self-esteem leaks out. It can be in our health. Mm-hmm. If we're not proud about our health and, you know, being diseased or mm-hmm. sickly.
Yep.
It could also leak out around our finances. If we're not proud to talk about how we earn money in the world and how we manage that money in the world. Mm-hmm. And maybe we feel as though we've given our power away to performing a job or being in an association that doesn't really speak to our spirit.
Right.
And so spiritually, we can lose our self-esteem.
Mm. So it's about spirituality, you're saying, more than the way we think?
Yes.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, our thoughts are very valuable commodities. It's a very rich, fertile ground for us to either plant in seeds that are going to empower us and make us feel very healthy and alive, mm-hmm. or we plant the seeds that completely degrade us and pull us down.
So I have a question, and I've learned this quite recently. So every thought, like everything is energy, is how I believe. And every thought is an energy pattern. And so I've been recently, and actually it's worked, and Sam, you can laugh at me, but whatever. I did have some issues and some confidence that was taken away from me from a bad relationship from a couple years ago. And I've been working on it, and actually it was my psychic/healer that helped me with it. And he's like, say some positive affirmations and some positive things, and it'll go out. It, when you say it 7 times, it goes into like your aura surrounding you, and then that's what karmically comes back. That's what you're putting out, and that's what comes back. And it's funny because there's certain things that I was given to say, and people are actually saying that back, like, oh, you look like, and I'm like, that's really weird, because that's what I was saying to myself over and over, and it's working. And, you know, and I find that, like, doing positive things, it's making me feel better and giving me my confidence back, and this has all been, like, the past couple of months, I've noticed a huge difference.
Wow.
So,
congratulations. Well, what I'd ask you, Bridget, is to find out, why did you give your power away to this person? Because sometimes we find that we may feel there's that ego side of us that may feel as though we've been victimized, we've been betrayed, we've been lied to, we've been manipulated, we've been taken advantage of, and it doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can put that person in the light of, well, they're bad and they weren't in their integrity and maybe they weren't authentic. But the truth is we attract, and you know, because everything is energy, we're attracting that polarity into our lives so that we can give our power over there, and then we get curious. And it's like I'm handing you ownership over a piece of me so that I can go and finally take it back.
Mm-hmm.
But I only take it back when I'm ready to own it. I wasn't ready to own it. That's why I was able to give it away to you.
Mm-hmm.
And once I give it away to you, you're entrusted with it. And whenever I realize, there's pain there, there's fear, there's something calling to me, and either I can go down and under, and I can be poor, woe is me, pity party, you know, and the victim, or I can say, I participated in this, let's go get curious about why did I do it?
Uh-huh.
And then in the high sexy system, I teach people to be empowered by the absolute reasons why they had a hole in their psyche and in their spirit. And they go get that power back, and they really find gratitude and thankfulness in the entire experience that would have otherwise been painful.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So now, so people have like all kinds of self-esteem problems and stuff. What are some of the reasons that people actually have a low self-esteem? Is that also like poor spiritual connection or something, or? Is it
deeper? Well, overall, I believe, and I know you do too. That's why you have this wonderful show, and thank you so much for producing this for everybody, and thank you to the audience for taking time out of your wonderful lifetime to imbue yourself with positive talk and conscious people. Whenever we look at ourselves as spiritual beings having a human experience, whatever we've chosen, be it tragedy, disease, rape, whatever it is. I mean, we can have things that are labeled really, really bad in the world. And I would agree. We don't want to have bad things happen to people at all. However, if we are energetic beings choosing something, we're simply being, the source of the all being in and through us, being this. And we allow ourselves to get curious.
Mm-hmm.
We go, wow, let's take a look at this life thing that I call my life. And from an observer consciousness, how have I made choices? When we empower ourselves with the understanding that we're the ones making choices, whether or not we gave our power away is inconsequential right now, because we simply, from this moment forward, you know, up until then, that's been my experience. Now, I'm going to have an amazing journey. And through the High Sexy system, which I love, because High Sexy stands for High Self-Esteem Exudes Yes. Mm. So if you break it down, it's High Self-Esteem Exudes Yes. And what I do is I, you know, we can learn books. We've all read books. We've been in programs. We've been in retreats. We've done the meditation thing. But the truth is, to move from point A to point B, we've got to have movement. And so what I pull into the High Sexy system is adventure. I ask people to inventory their fears, inventory where they've given their self-esteem away, because we all do it. We can't really be above board and say, no, I have great self-esteem on all areas of my life. Right. Whenever I meet those people, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Right.
Because we get to see the truth. You know, open your kimono. Let me see the truth in there.
Yeah.
But then we do adventures. And the adventures really move us into a whole new way of understanding ourselves and speaking a whole new language, new conversation, which changes the old learning models and literally vaporizes them.
Right. Yeah. Now, I would also imagine, you know, I mean, if you're like with people that make you feel like crap about yourself, then you don't want to hang around them.
Right.
You know, because I know that can help. I mean, that can hurt your self-esteem if your significant other tells you that, you know, you're less than perfect.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But then there's, then my situation with this guy was way more involved than that. And then you're going to laugh at me, but whatever. It has to do with past life things. Uh-huh. That's why I was so interconnected. And I was like, whatever, I need to help him. I see past it. You know, he had a lot of crap going on. And I was like, well, he's a good person on the other side. And I just was like, see, that's my problem. I see through everyone, like where they could be, not where they are now. And I needed to just wake up and see how people are now.
Yeah.
And
accept them the way they are.
Yeah. Yeah. And but I see the good in everyone because I see like their spirit basically instead of like what they're going through or what they need to be till they get there.
Right.
So I was stuck in this whirlwind and it was awful. And whenever I got out of it and another healer we had on, Gail, she helped me erase all of my patterns because I had a lot of patterns with a lot of different guys that I realized were all very similar. and she erased that. And when she did, I can't explain to you like how amazing it felt to just finally let go and be different and be free. And now I'm focusing more on myself finally, where I never did.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I think this is awesome that you're doing this. And I love how what sexy stands for.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know.
It's a blast. And I want to invite your listeners that if you'd love to experience High Sexy personally, one-on-one, in the privacy of your own room, because there's a reason why High Sexy was here. There's a whole story about how it came to me, and it actually spoke, and it was spirit coming in and through me, and it was amazing. But the story is told in a free download I'd love everybody to get.
Uh-huh.
And all you need to do is text. Put in the number. This is the number you're going to text to, which is a short code. It's 55678. So that's the number. 55678.
I'm doing it right
you're
now.
Gonna text the,
55678.
You're
going to
text the word.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 55678 is the short code. And you're going to text the word sexy. So text the word sexy to 55678. You're going to get the first three chapters of the book. You're also going to get an invitation to play and understand how to measure your self-esteem. There's a full test on how you measure. It's just the little introduction, because in the weekend, whenever we do the system together, it's actually 200 and something questions, but we get really down deep into the understanding of who and what you are and why you are.
Right.
So text it to 55678. It's my free gift to you. And then give me some feedback at tinamariejones.com. This is an evolving product, and I've got many doctors behind it who are standing there going, yes, this is really what we need. Do you know, Sam and Bridget, that self-esteem is like this four-letter word? I've got so many people trying to get me. That it's like a four-letter word. Whenever you enter into conversations with people, I learn this. I say, what do you think your self-esteem and self-worth is? And most people go, no, it's pretty good. They don't want to really understand that because it's like, it's intimate.
Yeah.
And I said, but what if it wasn't intimate? What if we all have self-esteem problems? What if we all have self-worth issues that we're learning and evolving in this life, becoming self-actualized? And we get curious with it, and we play with it, and we say, well, this is where I'm losing my self-esteem because this is what I'm doing. This is how I react to this. And then we have an open conversation about it. Instead of it being something that we're harboring against ourselves, we become curious and playful with the notion that we all could be sharing the same conversation.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely fascinating. You know, I mean, the thing is, I think people can always use a way to lift the self-esteem a little bit, because I think society hurts a lot from people that do not have high self-esteem.
Right.
And so this is a good way. So the book is High Sexy. I understand it comes out June 23rd, is it? 21st.
July 21st on my birthday.
Oh. Well, okay, so your assistant wrote us June 21st. I apologize. It's July 21st.
July 21st.
Okay.
July 21st on my birthday.
That's
because
awesome.
High Sexy itself came to me during my birthday 3 years ago.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I had gone out partying a little too much the night before. and here I was turning 40.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of a divorce from a marriage that lasted 20 years.
Wow. Mm.
And I wasn't feeling too good about myself, especially with a slight hangover. And
yeah.
So I looked in the mirror. I looked in the mirror, and I have bedhead hair, and I've got smeared makeup, and I smell awful. And I'm like, oh, God, woman. And so the thoughts going through my head were like, really? You know, really? Seriously, lady? And inside the bathroom, there was a man's voice. And if I ever find the guy, I'm like going to be very curious about him, because it was just the voice. And boy, did he sound good. But he said, hi, sexy. And I looked back in the mirror, and you could imagine me standing there, not really feeling great about myself. And I literally talked back to the mirror. And I said, yeah, right. Because there was nobody, nothing inside me that felt sexy.
Yeah.
Everything had just been pulled and drugged down to the depths of my being. And that really made me curious, because I said, why do I have this bad feeling about myself? And I got really, you know, brought up to say, you know, I thought that I was brought up to not think of other people's opinions, but somewhere I gave that power away. So that started a journey. The next morning I woke up and I really wanted to hear that voice again going, hi, sexy. Like, I was getting like, this is fun. But he wasn't there. He wasn't there. So what I did is I pulled out the reddest lipstick I own, and I wrote on my mirror, I wrote, hi, sexy, exclamation point.
Wow.
And I started having dates with myself. I'd sit on my counter in my bathroom, and I'd look straight into my eyes. And I wanted to know who that person was. And I wanted to know why there was a man needing to tell me I was sexy and not something coming from within me. What I light up in this novel, High Sexy Messages from the Mirror, is a novel. It's also the workbook, The High Sexy Diet.
Right.
And it's not about food. It's about recipes for adventure. And then I have the third book, which is 101 Sexy Tips, what men want women to know and what sexy women already do. And it's a wonderful journey that I've been on, and I love sharing it with everybody.
Awesome. Well, it sounds fascinating. Everybody go to TinaMarieJones.com. The book is High Sexy, and it'll be coming out soon. But like you said, if you text, what was that number again?
55678.
55678.
And text the word sexy.
Put the word sexy in there, and you're going to get the first three chapters.
I got mine.
All right.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tina Marie, thank you so much for the call, and all the best. Good luck with the book.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Bridget.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, she's sweet.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I like people that get involved in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because you know? It's like it's in their blood to help people.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's in my blood to help people, too. That's why I'm like,
I
don't know. Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like I'm doing the wrong thing, but I need to figure out what that is first.
Maybe you're a Mother Teresa in disguise.
I think maybe I am. Yeah.
Would you like devote a lot of time to volunteering and stuff if you had it? You had the time?
I do a lot of that already, but if I had more time, then I absolutely would. I really, really, I love helping kids. Kids are like, I just love kids. And I really like helping sick people because, like I said, I believe sick is from within. You know,
right.
It's something, you need to deal with for a minute with him. But yeah, I really do love helping people. I absolutely do. Wow. And that's why I liked working with the trauma and crazy cases, because I don't know, I felt like not many people are up to that, or, you know, can handle all of that, and I can. And so in a way, I wish I finished school and did all of that. But oh well, it doesn't matter. Teach his own. It's okay. I'll just heal you with my Ayurvedic voodoo skills.
Yeah.
And my Reiki, which I'm finishing soon with Gail when she gets back. So that'll be great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this Reiki thing. How does that work?
Reiki is actually interesting. It takes, and we have to be certified and everything. You have to be trained to do it. But for example, when I went away to the yoga thing and I was so sick, you know, like I ate gluten and I shouldn't have. It was an accident. They told me the pizza was gluten-free. Oh, guess what? You sat it in flour, you idiot. So therefore it wasn't. And I got super sick and my stomach like swells up right away. And I had like a fever immediate, like within like 20 minutes to half an hour. I'm sweating. I'm like going crazy. Well, my roommate does Reiki. Mm-hmm. Thank God. And Reiki is just taking energy from, you know, the source, basically working through her and moving your energy around. Mm. So like kind of to fill it back up and take away what's going on. So it can lessen whatever pain you're going through, whether it's emotional pain, because you have to ask like which layer, is it emotional or is it physical? Mm. Mine was physical at the time. So because even though like you don't feel good sometimes, it doesn't mean that your stomach hurts. Like it just hurts and that's just physical. Mm. It could actually be coming from something else. Like you're stressing, a thought in your head is stressing you out. So it makes you, this was actually like I ate something and there's a reaction. So clearly it's physical. And she took it away. I mean, I was still kind of nauseous, but my stomach went down like immediately. And we're like, and that's how you know, like, I mean, it works for me. You have to be open to it. But, it really does. I mean, it's amazing what it does for you and what it does for people. So, and I've done it before, not really knowing what I was doing to somebody. I was using my own energy, which is not good because you're supposed to use like, you know, you ask for energy from the above and you use, I know it sounds ridiculous, but you use energy, not yours. And from like the main source. And someone that I know had a really bad, he sprained his ankle. I mean, it was blown up and it was really bad. This was like last year, I guess. And a guy that I used to work for, and he did it in the gym or whatever. And so I was at his house and I was working and I'm like, let me see it. And so I was just massaging like some of the icy hot stuff on it. Meanwhile, I was like, let me see if I can do this because I'm pretty good at, I think I can take it away. So I did, and I took it away, and he was like, what the hell did you just do?
Really?
Because the swelling and the bruising and everything went down within, like, half an hour and of me massaging it and working with it. And he was like, what the hell? He's like, I'm like, I know, I can heal. Like, and I know that I can. And it was, I was fine that day, but the next day, for 2 days, I had a migraine. Like, crazy.
Really?
So what happened was,
like, it took something out of you,
it
huh?
It took the energy. I used my own energy because I didn't ask from anywhere. I just did it myself. Like, I gave him mine.
Mm.
And it took from me. But I also took on that pain. Like, it transferred, basically. Like, I was like a... So that sucked. And I know I'd asked my mother and some other people, like, what do you do? Like, how do you... And everyone's like, you need to pray and like, or use it from above. Like you don't use your own, you don't give your own energy. You have to use from like the main source. So if you work it through you, then you're fine. You have no effect. It's just working through you and you're pushing the energy.
I see. Okay.
So that's how you have to be trained to do that.
Right.
And so and I've learned a little bit, and I'm gonna finish up the rest of the Reiki because Gail's amazing. And I'm gonna finish up with her when she comes back to teach. But right now she's in London at the Mind Body Spirit Conference.
Oh really?
In the UK, yes. Yeah. And she's speaking to everyone there, and she's doing live healings. So if anyone's in the UK right now, in London, you can write us. And actually we do have a couple of listeners like Joanne, hi. who are in UK. And you guys should definitely go to the conference that's here for, I think, till Friday is the last day. And I don't know how much it is to get in. I think it's only like $10 or $20 to get in, but go in and or email me and maybe I can get you in and go and see Gail, because she's doing several times a day the live healings, and she's selling her books there, and she's awesome.
Yeah.
And she's having a great time.
Gail Thackray, right?
Gail Thackray, yeah.
Right.
And then she's going to John of God, the trip that's coming up soon, which she'll be going to John of God. Anyone that wants to get take a personal healing for him, she's doing that. And then he also prescribes certain herbs to help heal you.
Uh-huh.
So if you guys are interested in that, again, email me because I can get you in touch with her.
Sounds very good.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's if they find time, because London is busy right now with the Queen. You know, they're celebrating.
They're celebrating,
60 years
I
or something.
I did hear about that. Yeah. It's a big celebration going on, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, the thing is that she's been there forever, you know. I mean, she's like the face of of Britain, you know.
Yeah.
On the stamps, on the money, on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think she's been pretty popular Queen.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
people
so
like her.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're celebrating that, but her husband got hospitalized, and so he had to skip it, the celebrations.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course they're going to have the Olympics there in a couple months, and that should be very interesting.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm
that
staying
would be exciting.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't know. I have my own theories.
Yeah.
Well, they
you
say.
Never know. I mean, when we had the Olympics here in 1984, the whole town was empty. Everybody was so scared that it would be so packed that they rented out their houses and left.
Right.
And then it was the best time. I mean, the freeways were open. Everything was open.
Which is cool, but I also, I mean, I've also heard, and there's, like, been a bunch of terrorist things. So, like, they say something big's going to happen at the London Olympics, and I just don't want to be anywhere near there.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's
going to
happen. Don't worry. I mean, they have so much fucking security now. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, these terrorists have turned our lives inside out with all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And, you know, now security is, like... you know, the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, even at an athletic event, you know, we have to worry that somebody's going to blow us up or something.
Right.
So that sucks, man.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
It does suck.
So,
yeah.
Now, this is cool. I guess they have Charlie Sheen on the cover of Rolling Stone this week.
Oh, really?
And he's talking about, yeah, so there's an interview with him and stuff. And I guess he's admitting that the whole winning thing wasn't entirely accurate, you know. He says, clearly a guy gets fired. His relationships are in the toilet. He's off on some fucking tour. There's nothing winning about any of that. He says, how does a guy who's obviously quicksanded, how does he consider any of it victory? I was in total denial. So, and yet they have a picture of him on there with a cigarette and a pack of cigarettes in his hand, a dirty t-shirt and shit, you know. And, I mean, this guy is a basket case, you know. But tomorrow, of course, we're going to talk to Brie Olsen, who was one of his goddesses during that rant that he went over, that he went through. And we're going to have her tomorrow, and she's, of course, also a former porn star, so...
that's gonna be a good interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's extremely cute. I mean, she doesn't look like a porn star at all.
Yeah.
But she is.
So
or
she
at least
is she
former
still,
one.
Oh, because she doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think she does it anymore. Now she's a spokesperson for some company that verifies you or something. I can't remember the name of it.
Really?
Yeah. So like Verified Call or something like that. We'll find out what it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know it's funny how these people always find all these gigs after they get out of porn.
Yeah, you know what? And it just, it's good for them,
yeah.
But it makes me upset because it's like, here I did extends for so many years, and I go in for commercials, and they're like, I mean, now it's been a little bit, and I've done some things since then, you know, like Affliction, and then my, thank God I did that, and now my Harley Davidson thing's coming out, mm-hmm. But it's like, I go in for so many auditions, and they're like, oh no, you did extends. That's not even, I don't even do
really?
Anything. It's not even,
yeah.
I don't take my clothes off. I don't, you know,
right?
I'm not.
You just talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not using the product. I'm just hosting it.
Yeah.
And several different commercials.
So it
major,
gets in the way, huh?
It gets in the way big
wow.
time, and it sucks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here are these porn stars are getting these major things. That's not fair. I didn't even take my clothes off, and I'm being like, you know, oh gosh. I can't be, you know, associated with that. Yeah, it's that's not fair.
That sucks, man.
So I am a little butthurt over that. Clearly. But yeah, it's like, what should I? No, I would never. I would never in a million years do that.
No, huh?
Yeah, no, I would never.
Yeah.
I would, and to each his own. Like, that's awesome because someone has to do it.
Yeah.
I guess. And I would never strip either.
Yeah.
Would never. I mean, if it was a role on a major show or something, then
you would.
For the show,
right.
But not for anything else.
Yeah.
You know, and it's closed doors and it's like, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you do fully nude in a movie too?
It would really, really depend on what it was, you know, and it would have to be a major role. It can't just be like a clip of like, you know.
Right.
I mean, I did the Californication thing I did. I had panties on.
Right.
But it was like, that's it. And I was like that the entire episode, which was a funny episode and it was a great experience and the best show ever. But yeah, I mean, that was different. That was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Everyone's respectful. And when you, yes, there's a whole set room of full of people, but it's, you know, because it's union, obviously, like, there's all these rules. Like, as soon as we cut a scene, there's someone handing me a robe instantly, you know? And wherever I'm laying, the robe is on me until we're about to go and say action. Then they remove it. So it's like, you're immediately covered. You're only like that for just the duration of the scene, which is literally a minute or two before they cut it anyway. You know, because we don't just do a scene all the way through. Like,
it's... Plus, there's not a lot of full nudity in movies, you know? I mean, not that
there's
I can
really
think
not,
of.
There's really not, no.
So, you know, I mean, it's not really a big deal, I don't think.
Right,
Did you hear something in the headphones?
I do hear something weird.
Something's happening here again. Here we are. Anyway. So what else did I... Oh, you know, internet addresses, right?
Yeah.
How many... What is going on with this headphone?
I don't know what's going on. I hear it, too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, is there an earthquake coming?
No, there's no earthquake. It just kind of went on one side. Man. I don't know what the
hell. Anyway, whatever. Wait, so what were you saying with the addresses?
No, this is irritating me. I can't continue like this. I'm hearing myself only on one side.
Yeah, I know, but...
What is going on?
Okay,
anyway.
Yeah.
So the internet has, you know, like URLs, like addresses, domain names, right?
Right.
How many do you think there are in the world? I mean...
Thousands? Millions?
Billions, right?
Right.
340 trillion addresses.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, email addresses or URLs?
No, URLs. Like
yeah, imagine how
names,
many email addresses there are.
Yeah.
That would be like
IP addresses, I would imagine, you know, like for specific computers. I mean, you know, everything has an IP address, you know.
Right.
I mean, appliances and shit and, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Craziness. Wait, where is this on? Where did you find this?
This is on CNN.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so they call it undecillion, I guess. That's like trillion is undecillion, whatever. That's a growth factor of 79 octillion, billion, whatever the hell that means.
Okay. And it's funny because like things are still available.
Yeah.
That's what's like, yeah.
I know.
Does it say like the majority? Are they on like GoDaddy? Or are they on like what?
It's just that no. I mean they're all over the place. You know. I mean it's just on websites and stuff. But like I said, you know. I mean there's it's not just websites. I mean many appliances and devices have their own addresses on the internet. But yeah. So I mean it's a number you can't even fathom. Like how high that is.
No, I really can't.
I'm going to try and fix this goddamn thing here. What is going on? I mean, there's nothing loose.
I don't know if everyone else can... I hear it, but I think it might just be on our end. That's why I was like, this is really annoying for us, but I don't think anyone else on the other side can tell.
I think they can, but at any rate. It's hard for me because it's like on one side, you know? I feel like I'm...
You're on a boat? Anyway...
They have a list here of 10 jobs that are making us fat. Do you want to hear about them?
They're all office jobs.
Let's see. Probably,
Or working at McDonald's. Go for it.
Yeah. Number one is travel agent. I guess you're right. They all mostly work in offices, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you'd expect that. I mean, if you do physical work, you're not going to get fat.
Right.
Travel agent is number one. Attorney, judge. Number two.
Yeah. It's true because attorneys work so many long hours and they don't have much time except for shove things in their mouth and like, okay, I got to eat on the road or whatever. And then a judge, because he sits there all day long and just shoves things in his mouth, I guess.
Yeah.
They're like listening like, what I don't know.
Number one is social. social worker.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be, but maybe because they don't really care about what people think about the way they look or something.
Could be. You know, it's stress, too. I find, like, a lawyer, a judge, and a social worker would be a stressful, more stressful jobs. Dealing with people every single day.
Right.
Travel agent, too, but not as stressful.
Right.
But you are just sitting around, like,
maybe,
whatever.
Yeah, maybe they travel a lot, so they eat a lot on the way.
Sampling,
you know?
Food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four is teacher.
Yes.
Teachers get fat.
Well, because look at the food that's in the schools.
I know. But I don't know if they eat the same food that the students do. Actually, they
do. Yeah, they
do. When I used to teach, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they eat that crap. Okay, and then artist, designer, or architect. So it's all in the same one.
Maybe an architect, but I don't think artists at all. I know so many artists that are, well, maybe it's L.A., but or New York, but so many artists in L.A. or New York, North Carolina, Maryland, that are very tiny, actually.
Really?
Super tiny.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's maybe the hipster crowd, because they're in the hipster scene. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know any fat artists at all. I don't know any, actually. None.
I can think of some, I think. No, I'll have to think of some.
I definitely don't know any.
Okay, and then the rest, you know, administrative assistant, physician, protective services, like police and firefighters.
And it is kind of funny. Yeah, like police, firefighters, and physician. I mean, you're a physician. Why would you be fat?
Yeah.
Aren't you preaching about what to eat and right. not to be fat?
Yeah, and to know how to be healthy and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Given, again, these are things that, you know, they do work around the clock. They're tired when they get home, and they just want to go to sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're not really working out as much, I guess.
That's true, yeah.
But still, I mean, you would think, I just think it's funny. Like, it's kind of like, don't eat this, don't do that, go work out, and you're not.
I know. I don't know about the working out. You know, I joined the gym. I've gone several times, but it's just I'm not into it. You know, I'm not fucking enjoying it, man.
Really?
So I don't want to. Yeah. So it's like every time I think of going, I'm like,
See, I wish you went to LA Fitness, because then I would be like, let's go. And we would have. I would be like, because I'm a very good motivator.
Yeah.
And sometimes though, I won't go to the gym unless someone goes with me.
Right.
So if my girlfriend doesn't go or one of my guy friends, then I'm like, I don't feel like going.
Really?
Either.
So it helps to have someone go with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because they kind of
like,
push you. And
yeah.
Stuff. You know, you have to go.
Because I would go if they're like, I would go if they're like, hey, let's go right now. We're going right now. I'm like, okay. Right. Same thing, like. If you went there, I'd be like, hey, let's go to this class, or let's go right now. Even if we're not doing the same workout, it doesn't matter. Like, it's a matter of going with someone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
That's why I was like, you know, you should convince your wife to see if she'd want to do it. Or your kids. What about your kids?
I don't have to convince her. She wants to, but I don't know if that's going to help me.
No?
You know? No. I'm just too fucking lazy, man. I want it to happen, you know, all automatically.
Yeah.
But I don't have a choice. Like I said, that's the reason I joined. It's because I need to move my body a little bit, and so I'll just go. I just have to accept it that I won't be an athlete or anything, but I don't really aspire to be, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's wrap up so I can fix what's going on here.
Alrighty.
And everybody, thank you so much for joining us as always, and we'll be back here tomorrow.
Yes.
You've been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we